from the Review and Herald, April 4th, 1893, and it says that the events of the future will be discerned by prophecy and will be understood. And that's what we're going to consider, are the events of the future, and line them up to see what kind of impact that they have for us. Now, the close of probation in my mind is a truth of God's word that needs to be understood. It's a truth that has designed into it an effect that will bring revival and reformation. And that's what we're going to look at today. And we're going to look at that in the context of one of the stories in Scripture that talk about the purification of God's church, and it's the story of the wise and foolish virgins. But the subtitle of this presentation is called The Forgotten Truths, and I want to read a passage to let you see what I mean about the forgotten truths, and then we'll try to show that these truths have been forgotten, but they need to be understood. And this is from The Great Controversy, 594. The events connected with the close of probation and the work of preparation for the time of trouble are clearly presented, but multitudes have no more understanding of these important truths than if they had never been revealed. Satan watches to catch away every impression that would make them wise unto salvation, and the time of trouble will find them unready. Now, our first quote says that the events of the future will be discerned and understood, and this one focuses in with the events connected with the close of probation. And if you're a student of prophecy and you begin to study the events connected with the close of probation, you'll find that virtually everything that's important to Adventists is connected with the close of probation. Whether it's the fact that we are in a Laodicean condition as we approach this event, or that there's a financial disaster that comes before this event, that there's a false revival that comes before this event, that this close of probation comes at the Sunday law. This close of probation is the time period when God's people are sealed. This is where the church is purified. At this time, when the church is purified, the latter rain is poured out. At this time, God's people are purified, the latter rain poured out, and they begin to give the loud cry. All of these little phrases are the events that we have studied in Adventism for so many years, and they are directly connected with the close of probation. At the Sunday law, which is the close of probation, we know that national apostasy is followed by national ruin, which as Adventists we understand as the little time of trouble. It's also, if you pull the information together, the time when Satan's delusions begin.